哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹大家早安。
哈利路亚，good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天早上要以从雅各到以色列来作为我们彼此学习的题目。
So this morning you'd like to use the topic from Jacob to Israel as a mutual encouragement.
雅各跟以色列指的是同一个人。
So Jacob and Israel is mentioning about the same person.
虽然是同一个人，但是却代表着两种不一样的意义。
So even though it's the same person, but two different meanings.
虽然是同样的一个人，但是却代表了走出两种不一样的人生。
So even though same person, they live a two different lives.
我们请翻到创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
我们看到创世纪的第二十五章。
Genesis chapter 25.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
创世纪的第二十五章二十四节。
Genesis 25 verse 24。
生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。二十五节。
25。
先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣。他们就给他起名叫以扫，就是有毛的意思。二十六。
26。
随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓着以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各，就是抓住的意思。利百加生两个儿子的时候，以撒年六十岁。在这里圣经记载到这一对兄弟刚生出来的状况。
So here the Bible records how they both were born at that time.
雅各的父亲叫做以撒。
So the father of Jacob is Isaac.
以撒的父亲就是很有名的亚伯拉罕。
So Isaac's father was the famous Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父有信心的年代。
So Abraham was considered the father of faith.
以撒被称为顺服的榜样。
So Isaac became the example of obedience.
这时候呢，以撒生了两个儿子
So at this time, Isaac had two sons.
这两个儿子他们是双胞胎。
So the two sons were twins.
但是双胞胎也有先跟后的差别
So even though twins, they had the first and then second.
所以哥哥先生出来啦，叫以扫哦。
So the older brother came out first was called Esau.
以扫就是身上毛很多
So Esau was the hairy one.
然后呢，又生出一个就是雅各啦。
And then the next one was Jacob.
为什么要叫他雅各呢
？So why call him Jacob?
因为雅各就是抓住的意思
So Jacob means to hold on.
因为他生出来的时候是抓着哥哥的脚跟出来的。
Because when he was born, he held on to the foot of the Esau.
从小就想要抢，我要当第一个出来，结果抢输了。
And so ever since he wanted born, he was trying to hold on. He lost.
抓但是没有抓到。
He lost when he was trying to hold on.
所以他就被称为雅各，叫做抓的意思
So he became Jacob, the one he was trying to grasp.
这是圣经当中非常有名的一个人物。
So this is a famous character in the Bible.
同时也是以色列国十二个支派的开始。
So this is the beginning of the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以他被称为以色列民族的先祖。
So he becomes one of the ancestors of the 12 tribes of Israel.
这样一个重要的人。
He becomes a very important figure.
是神所喜悦的神所喜悦的人。
And it is a person that is God pleased with.
所以神说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神
So God says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕信心之父神是他的神，没有问题。
And so God is the God of Abraham because he is the father of faith.
神是以撒的神，以撒顺服到死，这个也没有问题。
And so God is the God of Isaac because of obedience to death, this is okay.
但是神说，我也是雅各的神
And so God also says, I am the God of Jacob.
但是雅各这个人其实问题很多，毛病很大
And actually Jacob has many problems.
他离完美有一个非常遥远的距离。
He has a very far distance from being perfect.
但是这个雅各这个人
But Jacob, this person,
最后神给他取了一个新的名字。
So God gave him a new name in the later on.
叫做以色列
He gave him the name Israel.
这个名字是神所赐的。
So this name was given by God.
同时也是赋予了他一个新的生命意义跟价值。
And to give him a new meaning of life and a new, new purpose.
今天你跟我都好像雅各一样。
So today you and I are like Jacob.
我们虽然来到教会。
Even though we come to church.
但是我们 们离神所期望的标准其实还有一个很长的距离。
But we are very long distance from the perfection that God wants us to reach.
我们还会犯错。
We still make mistakes.
我们有时候信仰上 会失落。
Sometimes we fall on our faith.
啊，我们要怎么样从雅各进入到以色列呢？
How can we enter from Jacob into Israel?
啊，从失败的人生到与神所喜悦的生活。
From a life of failure from Jacob to a successful life of Israel.
我们先来看一看雅各的问题在哪里啊。
Let's see where the problems of Jacob lies.
啊，说不定啊，你跟我啊，我们有一样跟雅各一样的问题哦。
Perhaps me and you have the same problem as Jacob.
雅各的问题，我们请翻到创世纪。
Let's see the problem of Jacob in Genesis.
创世纪的第二十六章哦。
Genesis chapter 20.
二十五章哦。
Genesis chapter 25.
二十五章。
Genesis chapter
25. 二十九节。
Verse 29.
创世纪的第二十五章二十九节
Genesis chapter 25 verse 29
他说有一天雅各熬汤以扫他哥哥从田野回来累昏了三十节
verse 30
以扫对雅各说我累昏了求你把这个红汤给我喝所以以扫又叫以东就是红的意思三十一
31
雅各说你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧三十二
32
以扫说我要死了这长子的名分对我有什么用呢三十三
33
雅各说你向我起誓以扫就对他起的誓把长子的名分卖给雅各三十四节
34
于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫以扫吃了喝了就起来走了这就是以扫轻看他长子的名分的好那这里讲到很有名的红豆汤事件啊
So here talks about the stew
那有的人讲说啊雅各啊真是狡猾
And so many people say Jacob is very cunning
哇他怎么可以用这种方式来骗了这个长子的名分呢
Why does he use such method to cheat for the birthright?
啊，这种讲法是不对，而且是不公平的哦。
So this method is not just, it is not right.
啊，为什么不公平呢
？So why is it not fair?
啊，因为啊，在中东那时候的风俗啊。
So according to the custom of the Middle Eastern,
长子的名分本身就是一种可以买卖的一种collateral 一种抵押品啊。
So the birthright is a collateral.
哦，你可以卖，你也可以把它赎回来哦。
And so you can sell it, you can also take it back.
啊，因为当对他们来讲，长子名分代表什么
？And so what does the birthright mean to them?
就是长子可以分两份的财产。
And so the birthright, they can take two double portions.
哦，所以如果一个爸爸有两个儿子
，So if a father has two sons,
啊，他死之前啊，财产是要分成三份哦，不是两份哦，要分成三份。
So before he dies, he has to split the possession into three possessions.
因为长子可以拿两份。
Because the older son can take two portions.
剩下的孩子一人一份哦。
And so the remaining children would divide the remaining portion.
哦，所以对他们来讲，当时的情况，长子的名分本来就是可以卖的。
And so to them, they had the right to sell their birthright.
啊，我现在没有钱。
So if I have no money,
但是我是长子
but if I am the older one,
我就跟我的弟弟讲说，哎，我长子名分先卖给你啊。
So you can tell the younger brothers, I will sell you my birthright.
我卖你便宜一点啊。
I will sell you for a good deal.
因为你现在拿不到啊，你要等以后等老爸死了你才拿得到啊。
Because you cannot take it now, you have to wait until I die.
哦，所以啊，我卖你便宜打八折啊。
So I will discount 20% and sell it to you for a discount.
哎，如果那个他的弟弟觉得说，哎，这个买卖还不错哦。
So if the younger brother said, this is a good deal.
哦，看来爸爸已经快不行了。好，跟你换。啊、
And so you can see that his father's not doing well. I'll exchange it.
哦，所以当时的中东的情况，长子名分本来就是可以买卖的。
So the custom for the Middle Eastern, they can sell their birthright.
哦，所以啊，我们不要说啊，雅各去骗长子的名分，他可没有哦。
So do not say that Jacob cheated because he did not.
啊，他只是买了。
He only sold it.
啊，但是啊，这个雅各啊，是个奸商哦。
And so Jacob was also crafty.
哦，因为哦，他爸爸非常有钱啊。
So because his father was very wealthy.
哦，以撒是个非常有钱的人啊。
So Isaac was a wealthy person.
啊，但是啊，雅各用一碗红豆汤，免费送一点饼啊啊啊，就把这个长子名分给换回来了。
And so Jacob using the stew for a little also
some 有没有？ 饼哈、
哦、，and also some bread. Yeah.
好、哦，你看哦，原本啊，哥哥说你给我喝个汤就好了。
And so originally the brother said, just give me some soup to eat.
啊，结果啊，这个雅各啊，哇，这个生意赚大了啊，我再免费送你一点饼啊。
And so he made a little extra with a bread.
啊，所以啊，雅各有没有问题
？So does Jacob have a problem?
在这种情况之下，雅各是没有问题的。
So according to this situation, he did not commit any mistake.
一个愿打，一个愿挨。
So one promise and one receipt.
一个愿意买啊。
So one was the seller, one's the buyer.
哦，只是啊，哇，这个哥哥啊，随随便便一碗汤就把名分卖掉了。
And so the older brother for only a stew sold his birthright.
哦，所以圣经里面从来没有骂雅各骗他哥哥长子的名分哦，没有哦。
And so the Bible never scolded or never mentioned about Jacob that he did this was wrong.
啊，圣经里骂什么
？But what did Bible rebuke him?
他骂以扫。卖得太便宜了。
And so Esau, for too cheap of a price, sold his birthright.
为了一碗汤就把长子的名分卖掉了。
For a stew of a bowl of stew, he sold his birthright.
哦，所以这里说他便起来走了，这就是以扫轻看他长子的名分啊。
And so once Esau stood up, he despised his birthright.
哦，所以啊，雅各得到了长子的名分。
So, Jacob gained the birthright.
啊，但是这不是他的问题。
But this is not where his problem lies.
他的问题在哪里？
So, where is his problem?
我们来看一下二十七章哦。
Chapter 27.
创世纪的二十七章。
Chapter Genesis chapter 27.
二十七章第十八节。
Chapter 27 verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
雅各到他父亲那里说：“我父亲。”他说：“我在这里。”我儿，你是谁？十九节。
19.
雅各对父亲说：“我是你儿子以扫，我照你的吩咐，我照你所吩咐我的行了，请起来，坐着，吃我的野味，好给我祝福。”二十节。
20.
以撒对他儿子说：“我儿，你怎么找得这么快呢？”他说：“因为主你的神使我遇见。”好机会。二十一节。
21.
以扫对雅各说：“我儿，你近前来，我摸摸你，就知道你是不是我的儿子以扫啊。”22. 雅各近前挨近他的父亲，以扫摸着他说：“声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。”以扫分辨不出来，就因为他手上有毛，像他哥哥的手一样，就给他祝福哦。我们再看第三十三节啊
，Verse 33.
啊，三十三节，以扫大大战惊说：“你未来以前是谁拿的野味给我吃？我已经吃了，为他祝福，他也要蒙福。”
34.
啊，以扫听了父亲的话，就放声痛哭说：“我父啊，求你也为我祝福。”以撒说：“你兄弟已经用诡计将你的福分得去了。”以扫说：“他的名叫雅各，岂不正对吗？他欺骗我两次，从前夺我长子的名分，现在又夺我的福分。”好，那所以啊，这里是以雅各怎么样骗了爸爸的祝福啊
？So this is how Jacob cheated the blessing from Isaac.
那在这里啊，他哥哥特别说啊，他的名字叫雅各，岂不正对吗？
And so here it says, why is he called Jacob?
啊，因为雅各的名字有两个意义啊。
Because Jacob's name has two meanings.
第一个叫做抓，我要给我抓，不停的抓哦。
So the first meaning is that to grasp onto, to not stop to get it.
啊，但是它还有另外一个意思啊，叫做诡诈的人呐、啊，会骗人的哦。
But the other meaning is that he is a deceitful. He is able to cheat man.
啊，所以啊，那个以扫说，我弟弟叫做雅各，这个骗子啊，不就是这样吗
？And so Esau said, my brother is a cheater.
啊，他这里他哥哥说他骗我两次。
And so Esau said he cheated me twice.
其实没有啦，只有骗一次而已啦。
But reality only once.
啊，第一次的问题是哥哥的问题。
So the first problem was the older brother.
一碗红豆汤，长子的名分就不要了。
So for a bowl of stew, he sold his birthright.
啊，但是第二次的确是雅各来骗爸爸。
But indeed, the second time Jacob cheated the father.
我们看三十五节啊。
Verse 35.
三十五节，这个是。对雅各行为的判断哦。
So 35 is the description of action of Jacob.
这里35节说，以撒说，你兄弟用诡计把你的福分得去了。
So your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing.
哦，所以啊，对雅各，对，所以圣经里面对雅各的行为的判断是诡计，骗人。
And so the Bible, the way it sees Jacob's action is to cheat.
所以今天雅各的第一个问题在哪里？他会用骗人的方式来得到他想要的东西。
So Jacob, the problem today is that he used deceit to take away something.
甚至用神的名字来骗人哦。
Even using the name of God to cheat.
我们看二十节哦。
Verse 20.
二十七章二十节。
Chapter 27, verse 20.
他说：“我儿啊，你怎么找得这么快呢？”雅各说：“神使我遇到好机会啊，讲把神抬出来啦。”
So how is it you have found so quickly, my son? Because the Lord name, he even brought the name of the Lord out.
那今天一个人啊，如果信仰成为他的一种骗人的借口
，So if a person uses faith as their method to cheat,
那拿神的名字来作为得好处的方法
，To use the name of God to gain blessings.
说这个人啊，信仰有问题啊，天国盼望有问题啊。
So this person has a problem in their journey of faith and also cannot enter heavenly kingdom.
所以啊，圣经里面特别教导我们啊。
So the Bible especially teaches us.
他说你不要指着神起誓啊。
So do not swear to God.
啊，说是就说是，不是就说不是。
So let your yes be yes, no be no.
你再多说的都是从魔鬼来的。
Anything more comes from the devil.
为什么这个样子讲呢
？So why is this mentioned this way?
因为在主耶稣的那个时代，哈。
Because in the times of Jesus.
有些人做生意啊，就会把神的名字拿出来啊。
So when people do business, they like to bring out the name of God.
啊，你明明卖的是有问题的东西。
So what you sell has a problem.
啊，但是人家看不出来哦。
But other people they cannot see.
啊，人家觉得怪怪的。有点怀疑啊
And so other people, they might have suspicion.
你说哎呀我向神起誓啊哎呀你知道啊我们以色列的神你放心一定是好货
And then I swear to God, you know that the God we worship is good, so it must be a good product.
啊结果啊对方就想说啊你就以神的名起誓我就买啦
And so because of their swearing, the other party will buy it.
啊结果买完以后啊这个卖东西人就跑掉了不见了
And so when the person who sells it, they disappear, you cannot find them.
用神的名字来得好处欺骗人啊
So they use the name of God to cheat and to gain good things.
所以啊，主耶稣讲说，你不要再多说，多说都是从魔鬼来的。
So Jesus said, do not speak anymore. Anything more is from the devil.
要诚诚实实的做人。
So to be an honest person.
啊，在这里雅各的人生的雅各的人生非常的苦啊。
And so Jacob's life is very bitter.
第一个原因就是因为他喜欢骗人啊。
Because the first thing he likes to deceit, cheat others.
雅各的人生很失败的第二个原因呢、啊、
？And so the second reason why Jacob's life failed.
好，我们来看创世纪的第三十章啊。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 30.
Yeah, 创世纪的第创世纪的第三三十章哦。
Genesis chapter 30.
我们看三十章的第三十四节哦。
Genesis chapter 30 verse 34.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
那这里说拉班说好啊。我情愿照着你的话行三十五。
35.
拉班把有纹的有斑的公山羊有点有斑的有杂白纹的母山羊和黑色的绵羊都挑出来交在他儿子的手下又使自己和雅各相离三天雅各就牧养拉班其余的羊37。
37.
雅各拿杨树杏树枫树的嫩枝将皮剥成白纹是使枝子露出白的来将剥的皮的枝子对着羊群插在引羊的水沟和水槽里羊来喝的时候屁声配合羊对着枝子配合就生下有纹的有点的有斑的来齁、哦、那在这里讲到是雅各的第二个人生的第二个问题啊
So here it mentions the second problem of Jacob's
life 那、啊、这个时候呢雅各已经逃到他舅舅的家里啊
And so here Jacob already escaped to his uncle's place
那、啊、结果他跟他舅舅讲啊 他舅舅跟他说啊你来帮我做工啊我要给你钱才可以啊
And so his uncle says come work for me I will give you a wage
啊他们就要讨论一下、啊、要用怎么样的方式啊来啊，来赔来付给雅各薪水哦。
So they discuss how they're going to pay Jacob.
那结果他们就讲好了。
So they have settled.
他说啊，如果、啊、羊有斑有点有纹的，就是雅各的。
And so anything was speckled or dotted will be given to Jacob.
啊，如果是白羊啊，哦，就是他舅舅的哈、哦。
Anything that is white will belongs to the uncle.
啊，所以啊，他舅舅就先把羊群里面那个有斑有点有纹的全部带走了。
And so the uncle brought all the speckled ones away.
啊，为什么
？So why？
啊，他们也知道。 道啊，因为有斑有点有纹的生下来的比较容易出现有斑有点有纹的。
And so because the ones that are commonly birthed are speckled and not perfect.
所以啊，他就把什么，把白羊，只把白色的留给雅各而已啊。
And so left only the white ones for Jacob.
啊，让雅各比较难得到产业，比较难赚到他的羊啊。
So more difficult for Jacob to gain his wage or his inheritance.
所以在这里，雅各就想了一个方法啊。
So Jacob thought of a method.
他就把那个羊啊，在交配的时候哦，他就削了一些树枝啊。
So when they were about to divide the sheep, he made some kind of numbers.
啊，树枝上面呢、啊，削完剥完以后啊，有纹有斑呢、啊，就把它插在那里啊。
So he made some rods, and once was speckled, he put a rod there.
他说：“哎呀，你看那个白羊啊，他在交配的时候看着那个树枝。”生下来的就有斑有点有纹啊。
And so when the sheep saw this, they will go to there.
你看啊，雅各有够没有知识的。
And so you can see how wise Jacob was.
哇，今天啊，那个羊群怎么可能哦？因为看到这个枝子有纹，所以生下来就有纹呢、啊、
？And so how is that the sheep will be able to determine if it's speckled that will go to the rod?
啊，但是这就是雅各的方法。
But this is the way of Jacob.
雅各叫做抓。
So Jacob means to hold,
to grab, 哦
to grab.
因为他的人生就是不停的想办法，用自己的努力要去得到他想要的。
So his life, he tried to use his methods to grab.
他很努力。
He works very hard.
他用了很多的脑筋。
He used much knowledge.
用了很多人的方法来做事情。
He used many men's methods.
因为雅各其实并不认识神哦。
But indeed, Jacob does not know God.
你怎么知道雅各不认识神呢？
How do you know that he does not know God?
我们看第二十七章哦。
Let's see chapter 27.
二十八章。
Verse 28. Chapter 28. 创
世纪的第二十八章。
Chapter 28.
二十八章的第十八节哦。
Chapter 28, verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
雅各清早起来，把所整的石头立为柱子，浇油在上面。十九。他把这个地方取名叫伯特利。二十节。
20.
雅各许愿说：“神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，给我吃，衣服穿。”二十一。
21.
使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家。我就必以主为我的神，我所立的柱子的石头也必做神的殿。哦，你看哦，这是在雅各要离开家之前做了，在路上做了一个梦啊。
So here before Jacob left the house, he had a dream on the way.
啊，他梦到天梯啊，有十神的使者上去下来啊。
So he had this dream of the stairs to heaven, the angels of God.
啊，在他的梦中啊，梦到神向他显现要祝福帮助他。
And so in the dream that God is going to help him.
啊，雅各怎么说？
So what did Jacob say?
雅各说，如果你给我吃，给我穿，保佑我平安啊。
So if you give me eat and to dress and to protect me.
让我能够回来。
So if I am able to return,
你就可以做我的神啊。
Then you can be my God.
所以啊，你看哦，雅各他本身是没有信仰根基的啊。
And so you can see Jacob had no foundation of faith.
啊，因为道理不明白。
Because he does not know the truth.
因为信仰没有根基。
There's no foundation for his faith.
因为家中宗教教育失败。
Because his religious education, his family failed.
哦，所以啊，雅各的人生非常的苦啊。
Because life of Jacob is very bitter.
不停的用骗的方式得到他想要的。
He used all kinds of deceitful ways to gain things he wants.
不停的用人的方式啊，来夺取他所想得到的。
To use man's ways trying to achieve what he wants.
所以啊，他在人生的路上吃了非常多的苦头。
So in his life of a man, he had many bitter things he experienced.
所以跟救赎只有一个原因。
So there's only one thing he succeeded.
就是因为他不认识神啊。
It is because he does not know God.
所以用自己的方法，他有得到一些好处。
So using his ways, he did gain some good things.
但是啊，在过程当中非常痛苦啊。
But in the process was very bitter.
所以啊，我们今天人的确，你可以用你的双手来创造你的未来。
So indeed, today we can use two hands to create our future.
但是在那个过程当中，如果没有神祝福，没有神帮助啊，你的过程会非常的痛苦啊。
But in the process, without God's blessing, we will be very bitter.
那在去年呢、啊，我听到一个见证啊。
So last year heard a testimony.
啊，有一个啊、呃，有一个啊、呃， 教会的一个弟兄哦。
So there's a brother from church.
啊，他是专业的小提琴，拉小提琴的小提琴家。
So he was a professional violinist.
然后说有一次啊，他们家里啊，在吃饭前在谢饭的时候哦。
So one meal before they were about to eat, they say grace.
啊，他跟他的太太讲啊。
So he told his wife.
他说我觉得啊，你不应该谢饭，你不应该向神祷告啊，你应该跟我感谢啊。
And so you shouldn't pray to God, but you should give thanks to me.
他说你看我的双手。
You should see my two hands.
这双手要创造我们的未来。
So these two hands create the future for us.
这双手就是将来我们的财富。
So these two hands, it is the wealth for us.
他说只要我有这双手，没有我做不到的事情。
So without these two hands, there's nothing can be done.
那结果不久以后哦。
So not long after.
哎，有一天早上他去弹琴啊，他去拉琴啊，他每天都要练琴哦。
So one morning he's about to play the violin.
啊，练琴之前都要先暖身哦，要先让手暖一下哦。
So before he warms up, he start practicing, has to warm up the hands.
哎，结果奇怪啊，那一天啊，怎么样都手指头都不顺啊。
And so no matter that day, no matter what he did, it was not smooth.
那结果啊，搞了五六个小时啊，手才预备好啊。
And so after 5 or 6 hours later, then he started to warm up.
他想说可能今天的状况不好啊，明天再来。
So he felt today is not a good day, he'll do tomorrow.
结果隔天，哎，又是一样啊，奇怪，手很僵硬啊。
And so the next day, the same thing, the hands were very stiff.
都是要五六个小时才有办法开始拉琴啊。
So only 5 or 6 hours later, he's able to really get into it.
结果啊，不是一天两天啊。
So that's only one or two days.
一两个礼拜都是这样。
So weeks after will be the same.
一两个月都是这样。
And months after will be the same.
他说啊，他都快疯了。
And then he became almost crazy.
因为那双手是他所有的一切。
Because two hands is his tools for everything.
就是他要创造的未来。
It is just the future he can create with.
结果他现在啊，连那个手弯啊，指头都弯不下去啊。
So his hands cannot even bend.
哦，所以啊，那一阵子他说他快要得忧郁症啊。
And so in that period of his life, he's about he's depressed.
啊，结果就坐在常常在琴房里一整天都没有办法拉琴啊。
And so he just sat there and cannot play the violin.
然后啊，就躲在琴房的角落啊，喝酒啊，因为他觉得他的未来完蛋了。
So in the corner of the practice room, he drank and he about going crazy.
他不知道他的手到底出了什么问题。
So he does not know what happened to his hands.
他终于知道他的双手不是他的未来啊。
So he finally understood that his two hands were not his future.
如果神不祝福，如果神不帮助啊。
If God did not help or help him.
请问你的双神让你的双手僵硬。
So if God allow your hands to be stiff,
请问你的未来你拥有什么？
So where does your future lie?
他说雅各一直想要把一切控制在自己的手中。
So Jacob wanted to grab to hold to control his future.
道理上的无知使他不懂得倚靠神。
So his ignorance on the truth made him fail.
这是雅各的弱点。
So this is the weakness of Jacob.
也是他人生苦难的原因。
So this is the reason he had a bitter life.
那第三个问题啊，雅各人生的第三个问题啊。
So Jacob's third problem is.
我们来看创世纪的第三十二章哦。
Genesis chapter 32。
三十二章。
Chapter 32。
创世纪的第三十二章的第二十二节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 22。
我们看第六节哦。
Verse 6。
创世纪的三十二章的第六节。
Genesis chapter 32 verse 6。
所打发的人回到雅各那里，说：“我们到了你哥哥以扫那哦，他带了400人，正迎着你来。”第七节。
Verse 7。
雅各就甚惧怕，并且忧愁啊，就把与他同在的人口、羊群、牛群、骆驼分作两队。第八节。
Verse 8。
说以扫若来击杀这一队。剩下的一对还可以逃走，哦，所以啊，雅各现在要回家了。
So Jacob is going to return home.
啊，但是啊，他在回家的路上啊，他先派人去跟他先派人去看看啊，打探他哥哥的消息啊。
So before returning to home, he sent a group of people to spy to see what's the situation with his brother.
为什么？因为他哥哥走，他知道他哥哥很恨他。
Because he knows brother hates him.
他知道他当初用欺骗的方式啊，他哥哥啊发誓要杀他。
Because his uses his ways, so his brother wanted to harm him.
啊，已经过了这么多年了。
So many years have passed.
20年过去了。
So 20 years have passed.
他不知道他哥哥还有没有恨他。
So he does not know if his brother still hates him.
还是已经忘记了。
Or perhaps he forgot.
但是啊，人做了错事，只能活在良心不安当中啊。
But when a person have committed mistake, they live under the uncertainness of their conscience.
人做了错事，总有一天要去面对那个错事所带来的刑罚啊。
So when a person commit mistake, they one day they have to face the mistake they have made.
所以雅各一时骗了长子的骗了那个长子的爸爸的祝福。
So because Jacob have cheated the blessing from his father.
所以他二十年来只要想到回家都要害怕。
So 20 years ever if he thinks about returning, he has fear.
所以在这里啊，他说先派人回去探探他哥哥的口风啊。
So here he sent somebody to see or to see how his brother will react.
那结果这里说啊，你哥哥带了400人来啊。
So here records that Esau had 400 people with him.
你说啊，你要来迎接你弟弟带400人来干嘛？
So if you say you're going to receive your brother, why do you bring
400
people?
你看哦，当年的二十年前的仇恨从来没有放下过哦。
And so the 20 years of hate was never let go.
他哥哥恨了二十年。
So his brother hated for 20 years.
雅各害怕了二十年。
So Jacob was afraid for 20 years.
但是最后还是要去面对他的结果啊。
But in the end, he still have to face his consequence.
所以人啊，人生做决定啊，谨慎小心一点啊。
So when a person makes a decision, you should be very cautious.
因为一个错误的决定可能会让你恐惧二十年。
Because if you make a wrong decision, or you could affect you 20 years.
他到最后还是要面对啊。
So in the end,And you still have to face the
consequences. 所以你看啊，在这里啊，雅各就把他的所有的东西啊，分成四份哦，分成四份哦。
So Jacob here divided everything he had into four groups.
那他说什么？
What did he say?
他说以扫若来击杀这一队，剩下的大家可以逃跑哦。
So if Esau attacks this company and the others can escape.
哦，所以他就开始送人出去了。
And then he started to send the groups out.
好，我们来看一下哦。我们来看第三十二章哈。
Chapter
32。三十二章。
Chapter
32。我们看三十二章的第二十二节哦。
Chapter 32, verse 22。
二十二节。
Verse 22。
他说他夜间起来，带着两个妻子。两个使女并十一个儿子都过了亚伯渡口二十三节。
23.
先打发他们过河，又打发所有的过去二十四哦。
24.
只剩雅各一人呐、啊。你在这里哦，你看哦雅各的动作哦。
So you can see the action from Jacob here.
他把他比较不喜欢的妾。放在最前面。
So whatever he disliked the most, he put it in the forefront.
又把他比较不喜欢的太太摆在比较前面。
And then the wife he did not like as much, he put forward.
然后把他最喜欢的太太放在后面。
And so the wife he liked the most put it in the back.
哦，但是你不要忘记一件事情哦。
But do not forget one thing.
他说夜间起来让大家全部过河哦。
And so when he at the night everybody crossed.
然后呢？然后呢？
And then what happened?
他自己又回到另外一边去了。
And then he returned to the other side.
你在这里就看到雅各是一个非常非常自私的人哦。
So from here you can see that Jacob is a very selfish person.
他很爱他的太太。
So he loved his wife.
他爱他的孩子。
He loved his children.
但是到最后他最爱的是谁？
But in the end, who he loved the most?
他最爱的是他自己哦。
He loved himself the most.
所以啊，他把牛羊群放在前面。
So he put all the cattle and the sheep in the front.
然后把他的妾放在前面。
And put all the possession in the front.
把他的妻子放在前面。
And all the wife in the front.
但是他自己在最后面，而且躲在河的另外一头。
But he is in the back and he is alone on the other side of the river.
所以啊，当他看到对面开始击杀了。
So if he sees the other side is being attacked.
就算全部被杀光，他自己还跑得掉啊。
So even if all the companies are killed, he still can escape.
这就是雅各的自私的个性啊。
So this is the character of selfishness.
所以雅各有一个非常喜欢争夺的手。
So Jacob indeed had a like to grab things.
雅各有一个只顾自己的脚。
And he only had a foot to take care of himself.
你看哦，你大家被攻过来了，杀过来了，至少我一定跑得掉吧。
And so look, if you can see everybody is being attacked and killed, I can escape.
雅各最爱的是他自己。
So Jacob loved himself the most.
所以雅各是一个非常自私的人啊。
So Jacob is a very selfish person.
所以神要磨掉他这些个性。
And so God wanted to mold all these things away.
所以神在雅各的人生当中安排了非常多的苦难。
And so God put many the difficulties before Jacob's life.
为什么？
Why?
因为雅各人生当中有非常多的缺陷。
Because Jacob had many shortcomings in his life.
今天你人生当中也有很多缺陷。
And so today you have many shortcomings.
我也是啊，我们都是人，我们有很多的缺点啊。
And also I have many shortcomings. We are all people.
但是有缺点不是问题。
But to have a shortcoming is not the problem.
问题是我们愿不愿意被神磨，把它磨成神所要的形状。
But the problem is, are we willing to be molded by God to the shape He wants us to be?
所以雅各的人生，雅各的一开始啊，是很有问题的。
And so Jacob's beginning of his life was filled with problems.
又诡诈。
He was deceitful.
道理上又无知。
He was ignorant in the truth.
本性上非常的自私，只爱自己，只顾自己。
And had very selfish character, only loved himself.
但是这种人不代表神就不能用他。
But it does not mean God cannot use this kind of person.
就像你跟我，我们都有缺点。
So just like you and I, we have shortcomings.
不代表我们最后不能成为好的器皿。
Does not mean that we can be a very good vessel in the end.
只是在磨练的过程当中。
But only in the process of molding.
你可以选择。
You can choose.
你可以选择离开逃跑。
You can choose.To flee.
你也可以选择面对忍耐。
You can choose to stay and to face the difficult.
所以雅各后来人生改变了。
So later on, Jacob's life changed.
所以到最后他成为十二个支派之父。
And then he became the father of the 12 tribes.
神说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神啊。
And so God says, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
原本没有啊，原本神说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒的神，这样子而已啊。
And so before God only says, I am the God of Abraham and Isaac.
啊，为什么可以改变？
So why is there change?
为什么神说我也是雅各的神？
So why did God say, I am also the God of Jacob?
因为雅各进步了。
Because Jacob improved.
啊，但是雅各为什么会改变呢？
But how did Jacob change?
雅各为什么会进步呢？
And so why did he improve?
我们来看几个经节哦。
Let's see a few verses.
我们看创世纪的第三十一章。
Let's see Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章。
Genesis chapter 31.
第三十八节。
Verse 38.
创世纪的第三十一章的第三十八节。
Genesis chapter 31, verse 38.
三十八节
Verse 38.
我在你家中这二十年，你的母绵羊、母山羊没有掉过胎，你群中的公羊我没有吃过。三十九
39.
被野兽撕裂的我没有带来给你，是我自己赔上，无论是白日黑夜，被偷去的你都向我索要。四十节
40.
我白日受尽干热，夜间黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼，我尝试这样、哦、所以这二十年的生活对雅各来讲是一个很大的折磨、啊、
And so the 20 years here is a very big challenge for Jacob.
原本雅各是妈妈的宝贝。
So before he was the precious one for his mother.
哦，是养在帐篷里面，喜欢煮饭啊，喜欢陪妈妈聊天啊。
And he was raised up under the tent, like to cook or maybe to chat with his mom.
可能啊，讲实话，雅各可能啊，一生没有做过多年轻的时候没有做过多少辛苦的事情啊。
And so maybe if you say another way, Jacob was young, he did not do too much chores.
啊，他老爸很有钱啊。
So his father was very wealthy.
所以羊群有人在照顾啊。
And so there's servants to take care of the sheep.
所以他哥哥啊。只要负责在外面玩呐、啊、野呀、啊、打猎就好了。
And so his brother Esau all had to go out hunt and play.
啊，雅各啊，在家里呀、啊，可能陪陪妈妈啊，聊聊天啊，做做家事啊，煮煮饭，烤烤蛋糕啊。
And so Jacob was remained home to do all the house chores with his mom.
娇娇子啊。
So he was very fragile.
啊，所以啊，但是在这里看到，当他离开家里啊。
But you can see when he left home.
当他面对了现实的世界。
When he faced the real world.
他在他舅舅的家里。
When he was in the house of his uncle.
你看这里讲说他二十年是怎么过的。
So here describes how he lived his 20 years.
他说啊，白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼啊。
So he was scorched in the day and he was cold at night, he cannot sleep.
他说
我常常是这样啊。
And he says, this is my life every day.
所以雅各活了二十年的苦难生活。
And so Jacob lived a very difficult 20 years.
让他开始认识到人生的现实。
So to let him know the true life, true face of human life.
没有爸爸的，没有爸爸众多仆人的服侍。
And so not under the guise and protection of service of
his father. 没有妈妈偏爱他的保护。
And so not under the love of his mother.
他要面对人生。
So he has to face life.
面对现实。
He has to face reality.
面对苦难。
He has to face difficulties.
但是人在苦难当中开始学会成熟。
But a person learns in the process of difficulty.
人在苦难当中开始学会抓住神啊。
A person in their difficulty learns to hold on to God.
所以我们看到苦难使人成长。
If a difficulty allows a person to grow.
你看到雅各开始成熟了。
You can see that Jacob is mature.
原本雅各是非常不成熟的哦。
So before Jacob is very immature.
他想要什么，他想要什么就要什么。
So whatever he wanted, he tried to gain.
他不太在乎别人怎么想。
He does not care what other people think.
但是受苦了二十年。
But after going through difficulty of 20 years in life.
他开始学会认识看清楚自己的人生啊。
He started to see how to see his life.
他说呀，神在我们生命当中安排一些苦难。
So God will arrange some difficulty in our lives.
不是因为神不喜欢你。
It is not that God does not love you.
而是希望你在磨练之后能够看清楚人生的价值。
So God wants to see for you to see the true value of life in
your difficulty. 人生没有苦难啊，有时候一天过一天啊，快乐过日子啊。
So if a person does not have difficulty, they will go on each day in their happy lives.
有去聚会，有拜耶稣，有奉献。
And so they go to service, they worship, and they offer.
但是啊，信仰常常是一种形式跟习惯。
But a lot of time, faith is just a formality.
今天遇到了苦难啊。
So today, when you face a difficulty,
今天人生没有帮没有人可以帮你了。
So today when no one is able to help you,
你唯一的就是紧紧抓住神。
So the only thing you can is hold on to God.
那你的信仰就成为一种真实啊。
And then your life, your spiritual life is a reality.
为什么非洲神迹奇事这么多？
So why there are so many miracles in Africa?
不是因为他们信心比你好。
It is not because they have better faith than you.
只是因为他比你更需要。
It is because they have more need than you.
他一无所有，他只有耶稣。
Because they don't have anything except Jesus.
你有很多啊。
You have much.
你有消防，你有救护车，有消防车，有医生，有律师，你什么都有，有钱，什么都有。
You have ambulance, you have hospital, you have money, you have everything.
你有保险。
You have insurance.
所以啊，你可以依靠的非常的多啊。
Because there are many things for you to depend on.
但是在非洲没有啊。
But in Africa, there's nothing.
没有神救你，你就死掉了。
So if you don't have anything, if without Jesus, you'll die.
所以你只能哇，救我，救我，救我，全心仰赖，神迹就出现啊。
So all you can say is to save me.God, save me, God.
所以苦难使人认识神。
So difficulty allow a person to know God.
苦难逼出一个人的信心来。
And so difficulty forces your faith to grow.
所以雅各在苦难当中开始成长。
And so in difficulty, Jacob's life begin to mature.
你有苦难吗？
So do you have difficulty?
你愿意面对人生困难的挑战吗？
Do you want to face the difficulties in your life?
有些人好像以色列人一样啊。
So some people are like the Israelites.
一遇到苦难就抱怨。
And so once you've faced difficulty, you'll complain.
生气。
You will become angry.
跟神讲说，我要回埃及啦，我不要在旷野啦。
You tell God, I want to go to Egypt. I do not want to be in the wilderness.
说这种人的信仰都是走不完的。
So these kind of people's faith cannot be completed.
一点小事就抱怨神。
So such little things they complain to God.
我不要信主啦。
I do not want to believe in the
Lord. 神都没有爱我。
God does not love me.
我要回埃及，我要再重新回到世界去啊。
I want to return to Egypt once again, enter into this world.
这是你个人的选择。
So this is your personal choice.
但是不要忘了一个。选择要付出相应的代价啊。
But do not forget, your choice has consequence.
雅各选择欺骗。
So Jacob chose to cheat.
所以他活在二十年的恐惧当中。
So he lived under 20 years of fear.
而且你知道吗？他失去所有的一切啊。
But you know that he also lost everything.
一个欺骗的代价啊。
So this is the consequence of cheating one time.
雅各得到长子的名分。
And so Jacob gained the birthright.
但是因为他哥哥要杀他，所以他必须要逃跑。
But because his brother wants to kill him, he has to escape.
请问他有没有得到父亲的遗产？
Did he really gain the blessing from his father?
没有。
No,
全部都是他哥哥的。
So everything went to his brother.
亚伯拉罕传给他儿子的大批的产业。
And so all the possession from possession were given to him.
全部被他的长子以扫所继承啊。
And was all inherited by his older brother Esau.
所以亚伯拉罕的给他儿子 他的儿子最后这个亚伯兰的产业是谁继承？是以扫哦。
So all the inheritance from Abraham passed on to Esau.
为什么？因为雅各跑掉啦。
Because Jacob ran away.
不只是跑掉而已哦， not, 不只是损失这个而已哦。
Not only to lose this and run away.
你看哦，雅各回来为了要让他哥哥不要生气啊。
And so Jacob returned in order not his brother Esau to be mad.
他把他二十年来辛苦劳力赚到的几乎全部给他哥哥当作赔罪哦。
And so everything he earned in 20 years was given to his older brother as a repayment.
至少七成到八成，80%的他所赚到的一切全部要给他哥哥啊。
So at least 70 or 80% everything he earned was given to his brother Esau.
这就是欺骗的代价啊。
So this is the consequence of cheating.
今天你得到了好处。
So to the good things you gain today.
却不知道将来你要付出更大的代价。
You do not know the bigger price you're going to pay in the future.
雅各在大患难当中啊。
And so Jacob in this big difficulty.
二十年的苦难。
So the 20 years of difficulty.
面对哥哥的威胁。
And so the 20 years of fear towards his brother.
没有人能够帮他，没有人能够救他。
No one can help him or he can escape.
他最后只能倚靠神得到帮助。
So in the end, only God can help him.
所以苦难可以使一个人的信心进步。
So a difficulty can allow a person to grow.
你人生有苦难吗？
Do you have difficulty in your life?
你也可以选择哦。
You can also choose.
你可以选择逃避。
You can choose to flee.
你可以选择责备神。
You can choose to complain or chastise God.
你可以选择生气。
You can choose to be angry.
你可以选择神不爱你，所以放弃信仰，可以的。
You can choose to let go of God because you think God does not love you.
但是你也可以像雅各一样。
You can also choose to be like Jacob.
苦难当中开始思考。
And so in difficulty, start to think.
无助当中寻求帮助。
So in the hopelessness, try to hope on
God. 绝望当中开始抓住神啊。
And so from no hope to hold on to God.
所以苦难使雅各得到神。
So difficulty allow a person, a Jacob to grab onto God.
第二个改变的关键哦。
So the second thing that Jacob changed.
我们来看一下创世纪的31章。
Genesis chapter 31.
31章。
Genesis chapter 31,
41节
verse 41,
创世纪的31章41节
Genesis chapter 31, verse 41,
他说我这二十年在你家里啊，为你的女儿侍奉你14年，为你的羊群侍奉你6年，你又10次改了我的工价，42节
42,
若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在，你如今必打发我空手而去，神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你。好，这个是后来雅各要逃跑啦。
So here later on Jacob is going to run away again.
为什么雅各要逃跑？
Why is Jacob going to run away?
因为他发现他舅舅对他的态度越来越奇怪啊。
So he realizes his uncle's attitude toward him is becoming more weird.
那我们来看一下创世纪的31章哦。
Genesis chapter 31.
第一节啊。
Verse 1.
创世纪的31章第一节哦。
Genesis 31 verse 1.
他说雅各听见拉班的儿子有话说，雅各把我们父亲的所有的都夺去了，并借着我们的父亲得了这一切的荣耀。第二节。
Verse 2.
雅各见拉班的气色像他不如从前。好，当雅各刚刚 到他舅舅那里的时候，
So when Jacob first arrived at his uncle's place.
然后其实啊，他舅舅对他很好的。
So his uncle is very good towards him.
因为他舅舅说啊，我们是骨肉耶。
So his uncle says we are of bones of flesh.
因为他是雅各妈妈的哥哥啊。
Because they are the relatives.
他说哎呀，他看到雅各的时候啊，实际是抱着雅各啊。抱着雅各与他亲嘴啊，抱着雅各哭啊。
So when they first met, they grasped and they kissed.
所以啊，拉班一开始是很重视雅各的。
And so Laban was also very good to Jacob in the beginning.
因为那个是他妹妹的儿子啊。
Because it was the son of his younger sister.
但是在这里31章说啊，拉班对雅各的态度改变啊。
So in Genesis 31, his Laban had a different countenance towards Jacob.
为什么？
Why?
钱。
It is because of money.
一个家庭为了钱最后弄到好像仇人一样啊。
So a family later on becomes enemies because of money.
这个叫做悲哀啊。
So this is a tragedy.
人很重视钱。
So people emphasizing money.
甚至为了钱啊，可以反目成仇啊。
And so the because of money, they can become enemies.
那你看了、啊、很多哦，那个很多，我们有时候看到那个什么新闻报章杂志在写啊。
So oftentimes we can see the articles in the newspaper.
哇，那个有钱人死掉了，儿子为了遗产啊，告到法院啊。
And so because the parents have passed away, the children are in court battling over their possessions.
为了钱啊，兄弟好像仇人。一样啊、
And so because of money, the、siblings become like enemies.
哇，告来告去，巴不得罪方赶快死啊。
And so they sue each other to death, hoping each one die.
我在想说啊，如果今天那个父母亲啊，死掉的父母看到这种状况啊。
And I believe if the parents who passed away, they see this kind of picture.
会不会因为留钱给孩子来后悔啊。
And so would they be regretful for even leaving an inheritance?
华人的父母很喜欢留东西给孩子。
And so the Chinese parents love to leave things for their children.
他们觉得啊，这个是啊，爱孩子最好的表现。
So they think this is the most perfect expression of their love towards their children.
给孩子房地产啊，给孩子房子，给孩子留钱，给孩子这个，给孩子那个。
So they leave behind the house and the money for the children.
是啦，父母亲是爱孩子。
So yes, the parents love their children.
但是爱上面没有智慧，只会造成孩子。以后的伤害。
But the love without wisdom, they only create harm towards their children in the future.
他说呀，我有一次遇到一个老弟兄哦。
So one time I met this older brother.
七十几岁了还在打工啊。
So 70 some years old, he's still working.
然后过得很苦啊。
And so he lived a very hard life.
不是没有钱哦。
It is not because he has no money.
他在纽约有好几栋房子哦。
He has many houses in New York.
啊，但是啊，过得很苦啊。
But he lived a very hard life.
哇，住在客厅啊，睡在一个行军床上啊。
And so he lived in a living room and a foldable bed.
哦，为什么？因为所有房间全部租人啊。
Because
自己的房子自己睡在客厅啊。
Because all the rooms are rented, he lives in a bunk bed in his own living room.
哦，然后都去吃饭，都去捡人家那个菜叶烂掉的菜叶，或者是买酱瓜回来吃啊。
And so when he eats, he gets those ones that are about to waste away.
啊，但是啊，很有钱啊。
He still have money.
我说啊，你到底在搞什么？
And so I say, what are you doing?
他说我有一个目标，人生有一个目标。
I have a goal in life.
他说我就是要一个儿子，一栋房子啊。
So I want to leave a house for each son I have.
哦，所以啊，生活得很苦啊，七十几岁啊，还过得很可怜啊。
So he's lived a very hard life even to his 70s.
这是你人生的目标吗？
So is this your life of goal of your life?
你以为你一个儿子给他一栋房子，他就会幸福吗？
And so do you think if you give a house to each one of your children,
如果他生命当中没有信仰。
If they don't have faith in their life,
如果他生命当中没有道德。
If they have no ways of doing right in their life,
如果他生命当中没有自我生存的能力。
If they have no way of living by themselves,
你只知道给他钱，给他房子，给他钱，给他房子。
If you know all you know is give them money and houses,
你只会把他害死而已啊。
So you are only harming them.
你交了一个坏朋友，要赌博赌掉一栋房子还不简单
？If they make a bad friend, they could gamble a house away.
他不在乎啊，为什么？因为得来太容易啦。
Because they don't care, because they gain it too easily.
容易得来的财富是没有人会珍惜的。
So nobody cherishes what is easily gained.
你的孩子不知道说得到这些财富要付出什么代价。
Your children does not know what does it mean to inherit this possession.
他只知道说没有钱跟老爸要就对了。
Because all they know is how to ask you for things.
你以为他会生活吗
？Do they know how to live?
你以为他会重视吗
？Would they be able to emphasize?
你以为他人生将来会成功吗
？Would their life be successful?
他说：“哎呀，我们今天不要人生的目标，不要是我要留房子给孩子啊。
”So our life is not to leave things for our children.
因为为了那个房子，他可能啊跟他其他兄弟啊告到你死我活啊。
Because for that house, maybe they are going to sue their siblings until their death.
啊，你不要直接想啊，我要留很多钱给他啊。
So don't think I'm going to leave a lot of money for them.
因为啊，为了那很多钱，他可能希望你早点死啊。
Because of those money, they might wish that you die early.
啊，我有一个小学的同学啊。
So I have a childhood friend from elementary school.
跟我同年啊，到现在还没有在上班啊。
And so even to this age, he is still not working.
有时候到超市打打零工而已啊。
And sometimes he just work in the supermarket for a part-time job.
我跟他讲说啊，你都已经三十几岁了，你怎么又想要？ 然后上个班或做个事业啊。
And so I told him, I said, you're already 30 some years old. Why don't you try to find a job?
我说不用啊, 我在等我爸死啊。
And he says, I don't need to worry because I'm waiting for my father to die.
我说我爸有那么多钱, 我干嘛要, 我为什么要努力, 我为什么要工作?
He said, my father is so wealthy, why should I work?
他死了全部都是我的啊。
Because once he passes away, all belongs to me.
你觉得这种教育叫成功吗?
Do you think this is the right education he received?
你觉得你的孩子会因为你的财富而幸福吗?
Do you think your children will be blessed of your possessions?
如果你人生目标就是留房子、留钱、留车子给孩子,
is if your whole life of your goal is to leave the house, cars, and possessions to your children.
我告诉你，你的孩子会因为你的这种无知而受害啊。
And so I'll tell you honestly, because of your ignorance, your children will be harmed.
不是说不能留东西给孩子。
It is not to say we cannot leave things for our children.
而是有更重要的事情。
But it is even more importantly to leave.
你要留给他什么?
So what shall you leave?
留给他信仰。
Leave them the faith.
使他心中有神。
So in their hearts they have God.
凡事有神看顾。
So they always have the guidance from God.
留给他教育。
Leave them the religious education.
使他知道进退, 了解对错。
So that they know what is right and wrong.
能够养活自己的家庭。
They are able to raise up their own family.
留给他什么?
What should you leave?
留给他做人做事的道理跟榜样。
And so leave them the example how to be a person.
使他能够知道怎么和别人相处。
So that they are able to interact with other people.
怎么样跟自己的家人相处。
How to interact with their own family.
使他的家庭能够和乐，能够幸福。
So that their life may be blessed and joyful.
这个才是你应该要留给他的啊。
So this is what you should leave.
这个比 房子财产重要太多了。
So this is much more important than houses or money or even cars.
所以在这里我们看到啊, 拉班跟雅各为了钱反目成仇啊。
So here we can see they become enemies, Jacob and Laban become enemies because of money.
所以雅各要逃跑啊。
So Jacob have to flee again.
为什么要逃跑啊?
So why he has to flee again?
这里雅各说, 我要是不走啊, 你一定是什么? 让我空手离开啊。
And say, Jacob say, if I do not leave, you're going to make me go empty-handed.
你看啊, 雅各看得很清楚啊。
So Jacob can clearly see.
他知道他如果不逃跑啊, 他最后什么都没有哦。
He can see that if he does not flee, he will not have anything in the end.
原本这20年来, 他的舅舅是他的依靠。
And so this 20 years was his uncle was his reliance.
也因为有他的舅舅, 所以他现在有了家庭, 有了财富。
And so because of his uncle, he has a family and possessions.
但是雅各看到一件事情。
But Jacob see one thing.
雅各终于看到说, 人有多么的现实。
And so Jacob sees how truthful a person is.
为了钱, 他自己的亲舅舅要杀他。
And so because of money, his own uncle wants to kill him.
这就是人。
So this is people.
以前呢, 雅各很喜欢啊, 抓住人的帮助啊, 抓。
And so Jacob loved to grab onto things before.
所以他抓住他哥哥的弱点, 爱吃。
So he loved, he grabbed onto the weakness of his brother, loved to eat.
他抓住他妈妈, 爱他, 来跟他一起骗。
So he grabbed onto the love of his mother to also cheat together.
他抓住他 舅舅的心, 想要用他来养这些羊群。
And so he grabbed onto the heart of Laban, his uncle, to take care of the sheep.
他不断地用自己的方法夺强得到。
And so using all different kind of ways, trying to cheat to gain.
有没有得到?
Did he gain?
有。
Yes.
他得到他长子的名分。
He gained the birthright.
但是长子的财富呢? 没有。
But he did not get the real inheritance.
有没有得到自己的羊群牛群?
Did he get the sheep and cattle?
有, 但是他舅舅要把这一切都夺回去, 让他空手离开。
But his uncle Laban wanted to take everything back, so he go empty-handed.
甚至狠一点就把他杀掉。
So even more severe to kill him.
但是啊, 在这里讲说啊, 若不是神眷顾我的苦情啊。
But here it says, unless it was God who have taken care of me.
所以你一定会叫我空手走的。
So you surely will allow me to go empty-handed.
但是神责备你啊。
But God have rebuked you.
所以雅各学到的第二件事,
And so the second thing Jacob learned.
就是人是不可靠的。
So that man cannot be relied upon.
他以前靠他妈妈。
So before he depended on his mother.
但是他妈妈已经不在他的身边啊。
But his mother is no longer by his side.
他一直依靠他的舅舅。
So he depended on his uncle.
但是他的舅舅会翻脸不认人啊。
But his uncle will turn about face and not to recognize him.
所以他第二件学到的事情。
So the second thing he learned.
就是人会变。
so that people will change.
但是神不变。
But God does not change.
哦，在这里对雅各的影响非常大啊。
So here's a big influence to Jacob.
他突然发觉说，原来只有神是真正看顾我的啊。
So this is all along, God is the one who has taken care of me.
只有神是永远站在我的身边的啊。
So only God forever will be by my side.
只有神真正眷顾我的苦情啊。
So only God will take care of my difficulties.
只有神出手来真正的拯救我啊。
Only God will personally appear to save me.
所以啊，神替雅各伸冤啊。
So God complained, you know, Jacob complained to God.
哦，神替雅各哦，伸冤哦。
Okay, so God complained on behalf of
Jacob.
Take vengeance for Jacob.
他警告他的舅舅哦。
And so to rebuke and to warn his uncle.
他说，告诉拉班说，你不准欺负他啊。
And so you shall not harm him.
因为雅各是神所爱的。
Because Jacob is loved by God.
所以我们今天如果是神所爱的。
So if we are loved by God today.
今天不管我们外界的环境怎么变。
It does not matter how much our surroundings change.
遇到好人还是坏人。
Whether we may meet good or bad people.
都有神替我们出面，替我们出气啊。
So God will show for us.
所以在这里，雅各学到只有神不变，只有神保护他。
So here Jacob learned only God does not change and God will protect him.
所以只有雅各学到了。
So God finally learned.
所以雅各学到了哈。
Jacob finally learned.
如果今天没有神哦。
Without God today.
他这二十年的努力到最后只是一个零，一场空啊。
So his 20 years of hard work becomes a zero.
如果今天神不眷顾啊。
So if God does not take care of today.
不管你多努力啊。多有成就啊。
Does not matter how much you work or successful you are.
如果神不愿意，如果神不祝福啊，可以把你全部拿走啊。
So God, if not, is not pleased, He can take away everything.
让你的人生最后只是得到一个零啊。
So the conclusion of your life, you gain a zero.
所以有人这样子讲哦。
So someone says this.
很多小的努力。
So many hard, little work.
可以最后促成一个大的成就。
So in the end can be a big success.
很多很多小的知识。
And so many little knowledge.
可以最后给你一个大的智慧。
And so can give you a great wisdom in the end.
但是如果你只有很多很多小的盼望。
But if you only have many little hopes,
小盼望是什么？
So what is a little hope?
世界上的啊，我这里赚一点，那里得一点，这里发财，那里涨升值。如果你的人生都是这些小盼望，
So if you want to gain a little here, gain a little there, if your life is filled with this little things,
很多小的盼望到最后只是得到人生的绝望。
And so all these little hopes will gain you the final failure.
因为如果你人生没有神，
Because without God in your life,
你就没有真正的盼望。
Then you do not have a true hope.
如果你人生没有神，
If your life do not have God,
你就没有真正的富足。
You really do not have the true abundance.
所以如果没有神，雅各可以失去一切啊。
So without God, Jacob can lose everything.
但是因为神帮助了。
But because God helped him.
所以雅各能够丰丰富富的离开拉班的家。
So he can abundantly leave the household of Jacob. Labor.
第三件事哈。
And the third thing.
我们看回来，我们看回来创世纪的三十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis 32.
三十二章。
Chapter 32.
第二十四节哦。
Verse 24.
创世纪的三十二章第二十四节。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 24.
啊，在这里说只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。二十五节。
25。
那人见自己胜不过他，就把他大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。二十六节。
26。
那人说：“天黎明了，容我去吧。”雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不让你去。”二十七。
27。
那人说：“你名叫什么呢？”他说：“我名叫雅各。”二十八。
28。
那人说：“你不要再叫雅各了，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。”好，那这个是雅各人生很重要的一个转折点。好。
So here's an important turning point in the life of Jacob.
这个是他人生最自私的时候。
So this is the most selfish point in his life.
你看到他把所有的人全部送过去了。
So he sent all the people in front of him.
只留下他一个人在对岸。
So only him is on the other side of the river.
打的是什么主意？
So what was his purpose?
第一队被杀，第二、第三、第四可以跑。
So the first group being killed and the second, third and fourth can escape.
如果大家都跑不掉，至少我绝对可以跑得掉。
And if no one is able to escape, at least I can escape.
第一，我在河的这一边。
So one, I'm on the other side of the river.
第二，我有强壮的腿，跑得很快。
So I have a strong legs, I can run fast.
所以啊，这是人生当中雅各最自私、最黑暗、内心当中最黑暗的一刻啊。
So this is the most dark, most selfish point of his life.
甚至他所爱的太太跟他所爱的儿子，只是让他逃跑的一个给他哥哥的猎物而已啊。
And so all their wife, all the sons only become a useful tool for him to escape.
谁都可以牺牲。
So everyone can be sacrificed.
连他最爱的家人都可以牺牲。
So even most beloved family can be sacrificed.
只要他自己跑得掉就好。
As long as he can run away.
但是在这里呢，半夜的时候啊，有一个人跟他摔跤啊。
But in the middle of the night, somebody wrestled with him.
他说哇，在这里啊，摔跤摔了一整晚啊。
So they wrestled all night.
这就是雅各，这个雅各的人生就是摔跤的人生啊。
And so Jacob is a life of wrestling.
用他的手不停地争夺抓要。
And so using his hands to grab, to take hold, to possess.
用他的脚奔跑，跑到他要去的地方，跟躲避他不愿意面对的现实。
Using his legs to flee, to not to face the difficulty.
所以雅各觉得只要我的双手，我有我的双手。
And Jacob said, as long as I have my two hands,
我有我强壮的脚,
I use my strong foot.
不管失去什么我都可以重新再来啊。
Does not matter what I lose, I can gain it back.
这就是雅各的人生。
So this is the life of Jacob.
摔跤绝不放弃。
And so even though he fall, he cannot let go.
我的力量，我的力量，我的力量。
So depending on his strength.
所以雅各一整晚啊，就是用自己的方式啊。
And so Jacob used his own ways this whole night.
啊，但是二十五节哦。
The verse 25.
这里二十五节说，那人见自己胜不过他，就把他的大腿窝摸了一下，雅各就瘸腿了。
So when he saw that he cannot prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob was out of his joint.
雅各说什么？
So what did Jacob say?
雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不让你走啊。
I will not let you go unless you bless me.
你会觉得奇怪，一个莫名其妙的人来跟你啊，摔跤摔了半天啊。啊，结果啊，哎，你又抓着他说，你要给我祝福，你要给我祝福哦。
And so, don't you think it is strange if somebody's wrestling with you would not let you go but want you to bless them?
因为当那个人摸了大雅各的腿一下
，Because once that person touched the hip of Jacob,
就雅各马上瘸腿。
And then Jacob immediately became crippled.
他马上知道说这个不是普通人啊。
So he know that this is not an ordinary person.
而且啊，雅各现在变成什么？变成一个瘸腿耶。
And so Jacob become a crippled.
雅各变成瘸腿是他人生最重要的一个转折。
And so Jacob became a cripple is the most important turning point in his life.
为什么？
Why?
因为现在大家都跑得比他快。
Because everybody can run faster than him.
哦，说他哥哥杀来了。
Because his brother is going to come and kill him.
利亚、拉杰哦，人家大家腿都很正常啊。
And so all the other wives and their legs are all perfect.
啊，看要骑骆驼还是骑马、骑羊就跑掉了。
So they can ride a horse, a camel, they can flee.
哦，剩下雅各一个瘸腿的，哇，大家等我啊，等我啊，大家都跑掉了，
and
剩下雅各一个人啊。
And so Jacob is a cripple, crippling there and cannot escape.
当雅各瘸腿的那一瞬间，他知道完蛋了。
And so once he became crippled, he know he is definitely in danger.
他知道他绝对躲不过他哥哥的刀。
He knows he cannot escape the sword of his brother.
他的瘸腿毁掉他所有后来的计划。
His crippled has destroyed all his plans.
跑也跑不掉。
He cannot escape.
哦，那要怎么办呢？
And so what can he do?
他到现在只能紧紧抓住那个人说，你要给我祝福，我不让你走，你要给我祝福啊。
So at this point, he can only thing remaining is that he has to hold on tightly to this person to gain the blessing from this person.
因为神废掉了雅各最大的依靠。
Because God has removed the most heavily relied upon thing.
雅各都是靠他的手，靠他的腿啊。
So Jacob depended on his hands and his foot.
神让他瘸腿。
So God allowed his hip to be crippled.
让他开始学会紧紧抓住神说，你要给我祝福，我绝对不让你走。
And so to let him learn that you have to hold on tightly to God's to gain the blessing.
哦，所以啊，因为这件事情，神给他改了一个名字啊。
So because of this one incident, God changed his name.
告诉雅各说，你不要叫雅各了啦。
So you shall no longer be called Jacob.
不要再抓啦。
Do not tear grab.
如果没有我，你一无所有啊。
So without me, you will have nothing.
如果我不帮你啊，你哥哥一定会杀掉你的。
So without my help, your brother will surely kill you.
你的计划、你的安排、你的诡诈救不了你的。
Your deceit, your planning, your cunning craftiness will all be failures.
因为 你瘸腿你跑不掉。
Because you're crippled, you cannot run away.
他说雅各的人生成功到最后是因为他紧紧抓住神说你要给我祝福我绝对不让你走。
And so the success of Jacob is because in the end he held on to God, would not allow God to go.
所以他说你要叫以色列啦。
So because he was renamed Israel.
以色列的意思啊叫做与神较力啊。
And so to the name of Israel means to be victorious when you battle with
God. 因为这里讲说你与神与人较力得胜啊。
So because you battle with men and God, you succeeded.
啊，雅各的得胜在哪里？
And so where is Jacob's victory?
我们看25节哦。
Verse 25.
他说那人见自己胜不过他啊。
And he knew that he cannot overcome this person.
他说啊，雅各的得胜在哪里？
So where is Jacob's success?
不是说神赢不了他，不是啊。
It is not because God cannot win over him.
而是雅各固执了一整晚啊。
It is because Jacob was so stubborn for the whole night.
一直到神摸他一下，让他瘸腿。
All the way until God touched him, then he became crippled.
到最后他走投无路，紧紧抓住神的时候才得胜啊。
So all the way until later on, he held on to God, he became victorious.
一个人信仰什么时候得胜？
So when is a person's life victorious?
只有一个人紧紧抓住神说你不给我祝福我绝对不给你走你就得胜啊。
And so as long as you hold on to God, you're saying, God, unless you bless me, I will not depart. You
are
victorious.
我们其实有选择的。
We also have a choice.
你可以像雅各一样哦。
You can be like Jacob.
搞到最后啊变成一个瘸腿的时候才来抓住神啊。
So you can become a crippled like Jacob, then hold on to God.
你一定要受这么多的苦吗？
Do you have to suffer so much?
你一定要变成瘸腿才知道要靠神吗？
Do you really have to be crippled to know to depend on God?
你一定要走到走投无路才会知道要倚靠神才能得胜吗？
Do you really have to walk to the dead end to rely upon God?
也可以早一点啊。
You could also do it beforehand.
不要等到像雅各一样绝望了才来靠神。
So do not be like Jacob, like he has no hope, then rely upon God.
所以雅各的得胜在于最后他抓住了。
So in the end, Jacob finally successful because he's able to hold on.
但是他不再是抓住人。
He is no longer holding on to men.
也不再是抓住自己的方法。
It is not to hold on to his own ways.
这一次是抓住神，绝对不放手哦。
This time is to hold on to God, to be determined not to let go.
所以雅各说你不给我祝福，我绝对不给你走。
So Jacob said, if you do not bless me, I will not let you go.
所以神给他一个新的名字。
So God gave him a new name.
从新的名字让他有新的人生价值。
So to give him a new name, to have a new purpose, new goal in life.
新的名字给他人生新的盼望。
And so new value and new hope in life.
所以瘸腿的雅各改变了。
And so the crippled Jacob has finally changed.
我们看32节哦，33章。
Chapter 33.
33章第一节哦。
Chapter 33, verse 1.
第一节，雅各举目观看，见以扫来了，后面带着400人，他就把孩子分开交给利亚、拉结和两个使女。第二节。
Two.
并且叫两个使女在他和他两个在前头，利亚和他孩子在后头，拉结和约瑟在近后头。第三节。
Three.
他在他们面前过去。一连七次伏伏在地，才就近他的哥哥。哦，这里是雅各行为开始改变啊。
So here we can see that his actions have changed.
原本把大家都排在前面，他自己在最后面。
So in the beginning, everybody is in front of him and he's in the back.
所以全部死光了，没有关系啊，我至少逃跑啦。
So everybody could die, I could flee.
但是今天他改变了啊。
But today he changed.
他说我不再是以色列，我不再是雅各啦。
So I am no longer Jacob.
我是以色列。
I am Israel.
我是跟神较力得胜。
So I have wrestled with God and won.
我有神保护我。
So God will protect me.
所以他不再躲在最后面啊。
So he no longer stayed in the back.
这里说他在众子女的面前，他在大家的面前的，他在大家的前面先过去了。
And so here described that he was in the front of everybody.
然后去面对他的哥哥。
To face his brother.
面对他二十年前的错误。
To face the mistake he committed 20 years ago.
第四节说，以扫跑过来，把他抱住。摸着他的搂着他的颈项与他亲嘴啊，
verse 4,
两人就哭了。
Verse 4 says Esau ran to him and embraced him and they felt and they wept.
如果以撒真的是以扫一开始是要来迎接他的。
So Esau was going to receive him.
有需要带四百个人来吗？
Was there necessary to bring 400 people?
没有啊，一开始是要来报仇的。
So in the beginning was to revenge.
但是因为神介入了。
But because God has settled.
因为雅各 学会了，我要抓住的是神。
Because Jacob has finally learned to rely upon God.
因为他得到一个新的名字。
Because he has received a new name.
因为他勇敢地站在最前面，面对他人生的错误。
Because he was brave to face his failure, his mistakes in life.
所以神给他开路了。
So God opened a road for him.
让原本要来报血仇的哥哥。
So from the brother who originally came to revenge.
抱着他两个人一起哭啊。
But instead to embrace him and to cry.
所以我们今天要变成以色列。
So today we are going to become Israel.
不要依靠自己。
So do not rely upon yourself.
学会依靠神。
To learn to rely upon God.
能够活出一个新的生命，新的价值，因为你有了新的名字。
To live a new life with new meaning because you have a new name.
好，所以圣经里面最后讲到雅各哦。
And so in the Bible, when it later on talks about Jacob.
圣经讲到说雅各年纪老迈的时候。
So when Jacob became advanced in years.
说他把脚收上了床榻。
And so when he was about to put on
the bed, 他把他的脚收上来了。
When he was about retrieve his foot from the bed.
说他摸着帐头，在床头敬拜神。
And so in the doorpost of his bed, he worshipped God.
这是圣经里对雅各最后年老的形容。
And so this is the description of Israel when he was old.
收起你那个自以为是的脚。
And so to return your foot.
Withdraw, huh?
Withdraw your foot.
然后跪在床前敬拜神啊。
And to kneel before your bed to worship God.
因为你已经不再是雅各了。
Because you're no longer Jacob.
你有一个新的名字。
You have a new name.
你叫以色列。
You are called Israel.
以色列还有另外一个意思。
Israel has another meaning.
叫做神家的王子。
And it is the prince in the household of God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
192首。
Let's 192.